It's Monday, September 26th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The lone suspect in the fatal shooting of five people in a Washington State mall professes Muslim leanings. Police arrested 24-year-old Arkan Satin in Oak Harbor, Washington on Saturday night after a 24-hour manhunt, reports CNN. He is charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder. 4 women and 1 man died in the shooting Friday night at the Cascade Mall in Burlington, just north of Seattle. Social media visitors to Satin's Tumblr page would find an encouragement to chant Subhan Allah, which is translated Glory to Allah. Washington Governor Jay Inslee spoke to the press.
All of our hearts are in Burlington tonight. I know that there's 7 million pairs of arms that would want to embrace the families and their losses. The state of Washington is with this community and will be in the days to come.
On September 17th, a 20-year-old Muslim man stabbed 10 people at a Minnesota mall before being shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. The Chinese Communist government has drafted new restrictions in an effort to stunt the growth and influence of Christianity, reports the Gospel Herald. By 2030, China's total Christian population is predicted to exceed 247 million, placing it above Mexico, Brazil, and the United States. China Aid, a Christian persecution watchdog group, says the new restrictions will prohibit preaching, organizing citizens to attend religious conferences, or providing religious services through the Internet. Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." 2 Sudanese Christian pastors face the death penalty for helping provide $5,000 of financial aid for the medical treatment of Ali Omar, a young man from Darfur who was injured in a 2013 demonstration. The World View spoke with Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, about their trial.
The case against Reverend Hassan Abdurrahim and Reverend Kua Shamal, as well as 2 other men, a Czech aid worker and another Sudanese man, is built around a case where they were providing help to a man who had been injured in a demonstration to provide for his medical care. Now, what the Sudanese government says is, you were helping the rebels in South Sudan, you are working against the interests of the state of Sudan, therefore the charges against them are basically espionage charges, and unfortunately that could carry the death penalty.
The Sudanese law says that a person must be charged within the first 45 days of arrest or be released. These men were held for 7 months before charges were announced and before they were allowed to make an appearance in court. President Obama's education secretary, John B. King Jr., spoke on home education last week, airing his concerns that homeschooled students are not, quote, getting the range of options that are good for all kids, unquote. He acknowledged that some homeschooled children are doing, quote, incredibly well, unquote. But he said they miss out on building relationships with peers and teachers, according to a report from Politico. Former Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz made it official last Friday. After refusing to endorse Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, Cruz finally endorsed the presidential nominee in a Facebook post, saying, quote, "First, last year I promised to support the Republican nominee, and I intend to keep my word. Second, even though I have had areas of significant disagreement with our nominee, by any measure, Hillary Clinton is wholly unacceptable," unquote. Cruz cited 6 issues on which he has common ground with Trump: the Supreme Court, Obamacare, energy, immigration, national security, and internet freedom. The long-anticipated debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton takes place tonight from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Hosted by NBC's Lester Holt, the debate, which will take place at Hofstra University in Hempstead, Long Island, is expected to draw an audience of 100 million people. After consulting with conservative pro-life groups like the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation, Trump released a second list of 21 potential Supreme Court judges on Friday, from whom he will definitively pick if elected president. By contrast, Hillary Clinton has received Planned Parenthood's endorsement and promises to nominate U.S. Supreme Court judges who would uphold Roe v. Wade. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 26th in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.